I think, Gary, there are some victories that come more hard fought than others. I think that was certainly one of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. You know, and ultimately it's about winning a game whichever way you do it. You know, I think I'd rather do that than play really well and lose a game. But I felt first half, I actually felt first 30, 35 minutes, I thought we were excellent. You know, I thought we'd put them under a lot of pressure. We actually moved the ball with some real good control and passed it really well in midfield. Counter-attacked really, really incisively. Just maybe the last touch or the last little bit of a run. I think Clayton hits the post. We had a couple cleared off the line where maybe should have done better with a bit more composure. And I was really, really pleased. I think, you know, a couple of spells within that and maybe the last 10 minutes you could see the way they set up. I mean, they played with virtually no width and played through the middle and tried to constantly get people passed into that number 10 position with a bit of movement, and they're quite good at it. You know, they're dangerous at it. They're up and around where we are, deservedly. And with Tomlin and Abraham in the team, they're always going to be a threat. And I think we restricted them to some long shots first half and a couple of corners. Second half, we just didn't start as well. We didn't start anywhere near as bright, anywhere near as much control, and we kind of huffed and puffed and couldn't really get out with any real quality. And it's a difficult one there because you can push right up, but the goal, you know, the goalkeeper's kicking the ball long, so you've got to start a little bit deeper. And then when they pass it, you can't really take too many risks of losing your discipline and losing your shape. So we had to make some blocks, and Thomas had to make a couple of saves. And again, we had to defend well on some set pieces. And then we just felt it started just that space. When you play two strikers, sometimes that space starts to develop behind them, makes it difficult to close that gap. And we just felt we needed to change it. I think the good thing at the moment is we've got the opportunity to change it with the players we've got. And I thought the substitutions made a difference. I thought it gave us a little bit more composure. We scored a goal and we get another couple of chances afterwards. I think Duke has an unbelievable chance. It might have been before the goal, actually. A free header, 8 yards out, really should have done better. And actually, when we put the ball into good positions today, we crossed the ball and got it in the box. And we're perhaps a bit more direct in some of those areas. We actually caused them lots and lots of problems. So I was pleased with the win. Disappointed with one or two areas. But again, sometimes in this championship, you have to be resolute and hard to play against. And I certainly think that's what we are.
I know Kevin Summerfield takes care of set pieces, so he'll love the statistic that they had 11 corners, you had two, you scored from one of yours, and it looked like one off the training ground as well.
Yeah, I think in terms of our organisation from set pieces, it's fantastic. You know, Kev goes through it with Saley, and I give them that responsibility. They've always done that. And we're really, really organised. What you can't do sometimes is make people react quickly and make sure they mark the men. And just a few times recently, in recent games, particularly from wide free kicks and just a couple of times today from corners, we've allowed them to get their head on the ball, and we've just got to make sure that we don't undo some of the good work by a lapse of concentration. But they're a difficult side to play against in some ways. I think that Lee made some comments in the press before the game about they've struggled against power and size and strength, and I certainly thought you could see that first half where we really, really physically dominated them, but just couldn't get the goal. And sometimes at home, as we know, if you don't get an early goal, you always run the risk at some point of your opposition having a good spell, you know. But we got through it. The subs helped, as I said. We got the goal and probably could have nicked another one afterwards with Shea. I don't think Dukie was too happy. I think I don't know if he was waving his arms around at someone in the crowd or whether he was basically calling Shea and a selfish so-and-so. But, you know, he's a good finisher, Shea. And you saw with a goal, he's actually held the lad off. He's took a touch quickly and then swivelled and hit it, and it was actually quite a difficult goal to score, but he made it look pretty easy, and it's another goal from off the bench, you know, which has been effective.
And just a word on Jonathan Spector's red card, what was your view on it?
I thought it was a red card. I think it was a difficult difficult situation because I think it was a Spector's touch. I think maybe should have just cleared it. I think he took a touch, overran the ball a little bit, tried to, because he's such an honest lad, he's tried to make amends. He's dived in and his foot went just over. He's not a dirty player, Specs. He's not a dangerous player. But I think it looked a bad tackle. And I think he deservedly was red carded. I think the only little bit of fortune we got was because it was a red card, the ref blew straight away and he actually had a 4v3 attack, which I think they probably would have really threatened our goal on. So in some ways, the referees acted quickly and it's actually done us a favour. And I don't think Lee was overly happy with that.